Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your sleep and dream hypnotic download from hypnosisdownloads.com, part of our powerful sound sleep range of hypnotic downloads. My name is Mark Tyrrell, and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. Ideally, you need to be lying in bed as you start to relax to this session, so you can drift off whenever you're ready. Before you begin to relax very deeply to the sounds of my words, I'm just going to say a few words about the process of going to sleep. It can, of course, be very frustrating and exhausting when you're not sleeping. And of course, it's important not to try to fall asleep, because drifting off to sleep is not a trying sort of a thing. It's more like a river. A river doesn't try to flow. Flowing is just what a river does naturally. Just relaxing is wonderful. And even if you don't fall asleep the first time you relax deeply to this download, you'll still gain enormous physical and psychological benefits from that relaxation anyway. The deep calm and rest will provide you with much-needed recuperation that would have been missing. Certain changes occur when you naturally start to drift off to sleep. For a start, your core body temperature drops in comparison with the extremities of your body, such as the hands and feet. This means that you can encourage sleepy feelings and the onset of sleep by warming up your feet with a hot water bottle or by wearing socks. Research has discovered that 95% of people can warm up their hands and feet hypnotically on the very first attempt. So encouraging the physical process the body goes through naturally when you start to drift off to sleep. And as you drift off to sleep, your mind begins to focus less on external reality and more on internally generated realities. This phase is known as hypnagogic stage, and it's when you start to have dream-like experiences, such as strong visualizations. From this point on, you're naturally soothed into sleep, and this session will encourage that process, helping you become really instinctively skilled at creating the right state of mind and body to naturally drift off to sleep. And now, if you haven't already, just let your eyes close as you begin to relax very deeply, anticipating that wonderful, relaxing rest. And perhaps those eyes and the eyelids can begin to feel very heavy, as if they're shut tight with relaxation, and the muscles around those eyelids really relaxing. And the more you try to open them, the heavier, in fact, sometimes they can become. Relaxing deeper and deeper with each calming breath. And even if you don't drift into a deep sleep where time disappears and hours seem like minutes, still this relaxation will benefit you in all kinds of ways. Allowing my words to drift over and around you, in the air, by your face, around your ears. And you can choose to listen to my words, or to allow them to just drift away in the distance, floating on the air, relaxing more deeply with each passing moment. feeling a wonderful, calming warmth flood through you, across that face, and you can listen to my words, or your mind can be elsewhere, and the words can be in the background. It really doesn't matter. Every muscle relaxing down over those shoulders, each cell slowing down and resting across those arms, bringing rest and relaxation across those hands and right out to the tips of those fingers, that lovely tingling sensation that comes with such deep rest, noticing that warmth and relaxation flowing over that chest, spreading down across that stomach, relaxing every muscle, those thighs resting deeply, flowing down those legs, wonderful recuperative rest, right down to those feet and the tips of those toes. And perhaps you can notice as that warmth can really surround those feet like a cozy pair of heated socks, getting a real sense of that, your feet warming as you relax deeper, bringing calm and rest, naturally soothing you into a deep relaxation, and noticing how easily you can relax this deeply and rest. And just as a river flows naturally to the sea, so you can flow naturally into sleep, noticing as the water flows and moves so smoothly with the sunlight glinting off its surface, perhaps quickly at first, caressing the rocks and the pebbles, resting peacefully on the riverbed, slowing as the bed softly levels out, then meandering gently through the hills and valleys, peacefully winding in the shadows of the hills. And perhaps you can notice the wonderful calming sound of the water flowing and the shapes and colors that form as the warming sun glints off the surface, reflecting that relaxation back at you, noticing the flowers on the riverbank, resting gently in the warmth of the sun, smelling their calming scents as they float across the water, relaxing deeper as the water flows, And sometimes a river can come to rest for a while in a small lake, taking a wonderful, calming rest on its journey. Still and clean and calm, deeper water, and each drop can sink deeper into relaxation. Resting and then calmly moving on again to that ultimate restful destination. Perhaps tumbling gently over a waterfall, relaxing deeper and deeper as each droplet falls, flowing naturally and easily, feeling yourself flowing onwards into deeper rest and relaxation. Naturally feeling that journey into sleep, the water flowing onwards, brushing past those reeds. It's such a beautiful place. Resting by the riverbanks, slowing down as the river relaxes deeper. Perhaps feeling a little drowsy from the long journey and opening out, growing as the banks widen, the soft bed of the river flowing out into an ocean of calm, allowing that calm to flow over and around you, resting and relaxing deeper, getting a wonderful, deep sense of that relaxation and rest. And perhaps you can imagine yourself lying on a beach beside that tranquil ocean, almost as if you can feel the presence of that beautiful glittering ocean, just resting. Perhaps in the shade of a palm tree, with just your feet in the sun, and those wonderful rays of sunshine warming those feet, relaxing and resting them, getting a real sense of that now. That's it. Just listening to a storyteller in your mind, weaving words into a story of deep rest and relaxation, lulling you gently to sleep but without trying to sleep. Like a child of old around a beautiful fire on a starlit night, struggling to keep their eyes open whilst listening to the woven spell of a wonderful tale from a wise old storyteller. And once upon a time, long ago, a magnificent cathedral was being built on a hill overlooking a beautiful, tranquil valley. And the clerk of works, there was a monk, and he was in charge of supervising all the labourers, including the stonemasons of that cathedral, whose work particularly fascinated him. And he wasn't quite sure why. And he noticed three of the stonemasons in particular. They seemed to be so different. And one day, as they chipped away at the stone in the warm summer sun, the monk approached the first stonemason and said to him, "My brother, tell me about your work." And the stonemason briefly stopped what he was doing. He let out a long sigh and, looking up at the monk, said, "As you can see, I sit here day after day in front of this cold, hard block of stone, gradually chipping away, and with each blow of my chisel, I feel as if I'm chipping away at my life. My hands are hard and calloused, my hair is grey, my face lined. My work is never ending, day after day. It leaves me worn out and tired. And what is the point of it anyway? Where is the satisfaction? I'll be dead before even a quarter of this cathedral is finished." And with another sigh, he returned to his work. Now the monk pondered on what he had heard as he gazed out across the valley. And after spending a while in deep reflection, he went over to the second stonemason and said to him, hesitantly, "Tell me about your work, my brother." The stonemason laid down his hammer and chisel and turned to the monk and began to speak. "As you see, brother, I sit before my block of stone, which I shape with my own hands. And with each stroke of my chisel, I get a wonderful sense of carving out a life for myself and my family. And I'm proud to be able to shelter my family in a comfortable house, a far better house than the one that I grew up in. And I'm proud that my children attend school, and they can look forward to even more in life than I do. And all this is possible through my work on this block of stone, because as I give to the cathedral through my work, so the cathedral gives to me." Once again, the monk took care to listen attentively to these words and took some time to consider what these words might mean. Before approaching the third stonemason, "Brother," he said, "would you tell me about your work?" And now the third stonemason turned, a beautiful smile on his face, and looked deep into the eyes of the gentle monk. "Brother," he said, "every day I sit here in front of my block of stone, and I know that with every careful caress of my chisel, I am shaping my own destiny. Can you see the beauty trapped within the form of this wonderful block of stone, and how this beauty begins to emerge? You see, brother, as I sit here with my block of stone, I am not only celebrating my craft and the skills of my profession, I am also contributing to everything that I value greatly and believe in passionately. For this cathedral represents a world where each one gives their best for the benefit of all. And so I am truly at peace with my hammer and chisel and this block of stone." And I am eternally grateful that although I will never see this great cathedral finished, it will stand in 1,000 years' time, a celebration of what is truly worthy in all of us, and a testament to the reason I was put on this earth. And again, the monk took the greatest care to listen carefully to these words from the mouth of the third stonemason, and the monk went away to reflect deeply on everything he had heard. And that night, he found himself sleeping more deeply and peacefully than ever before. And when the next day dawned, he awoke, feeling so completely refreshed and full of life and optimism, and with the clarity of mind that comes from such a wonderful night's rest. He resigned his post as clerk of works and apprenticed himself to the third stonemason. And just as the monk was able to sleep so deeply and sleep so peacefully, so you can enjoy that wonderful calming rest, letting it wash over you and around and through you. Deeper and deeper relaxation, calm and rest, wonderfully comfortable. lulling you further into sleep. Deep, recuperative rest and relaxation. That blissful, natural rest, every muscle resting and relaxing so deeply. Drifting further and further, deeper and deeper.